This is the Griffith Observatory Sky Report for the week ending Wednesday, June 18, 2014. Here's what's happening in the skies of Southern California. The moon lights the night this week and is full on Thursday the 12th at 9:11 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time. June's full moon is also called the strawberry moon. The moon displays a waning gibbous phase through the rest of this week and rises at 11:53 p.m. on Tuesday the 17th. Brilliant planet Jupiter in Gemini the Twins is low in the west-northwest after sunset. Jupiter sets at about 10 o'clock p.m. Orange planet Mars in Virgo the Maiden is midway between the southern horizon and the zenith, the point directly overhead, as darkness falls. Steady air currents and a powerful telescope can still allow a view of some details on the planet's tiny 10-arc-second-wide disk. Careful examination will also reveal the planet's gibbous phase, which resembles the moon's phase 2 days before full. Mars sets in the west at about 2 o'clock a.m. Golden Saturn gleams from Libra the Scales. Saturn occupies the southeast sky at nightfall and crosses the meridian at about 10 o'clock p.m. The northern face of Saturn's magnificent ring system is now tilted 21 degrees from edge-on to our view. The planet, rings, and several of Saturn's numerous moons are now featured through Griffith Observatory's public telescopes. Venus, the brightest planet, rises in the east-northeast at the start of dawn. By sunrise, Venus, then 22 degrees high, may still be glimpsed. A telescope will show the gibbous phase of Venus. The twice-canceled launch of the Orbcomm OG-2 communication satellite from Cape Canaveral, Florida, on a SpaceX Falcon 9 version 1.1 rocket has been rescheduled to Sunday, June 15th at 4:38 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time. This will be the start of a 54-minute long launch window. The launch is of special interest because of the attempt that will be made to restart and soft land the discarded first stage onto the surface of the Atlantic Ocean, a test that could provide information that will help develop reusable and potentially less expensive access to space. Watch live coverage of the launch on the SpaceX website. Free views of the sun during the day and of the moon, planets, and other celestial objects at night are available to the public in clear weather through Griffith Observatory's telescopes from Tuesday through Sunday before 9:30 p.m. Check our website for our schedule. The next public star party on the grounds of Griffith Observatory, hosted by the Los Angeles Astronomical Society, the Sidewalk Astronomers, and the Planetary Society, will take place on Saturday, July 5th. Follow updates to the Sky Report on Twitter. From Griffith Observatory, I'm Anthony Cook, and I can be reached at griffithobserver@gmail.com.